Okay, Baruch Hashem, we are holding Beitza Daf Mem, the last Daf for the Amud in the Masechta. We left off by the Mishnah, the bottom of Lamed Tesam Beis. We've been discussing the past 3-4 blot about the Dinim of Tchumim, and we continue with Dinim of Tchumim with this first Mishnah and the first Gemara. And then the last Mishnah Masechta, interestingly enough, after 3-4 blot of Tchumim, goes back to the first topic in the beginning of the Masechta, namely Muktzah. Right? Muktzah, the Beitza Shnal Biyantav. We had a different explanation what the issue is. We had a couple of explanations that's Kaseiris onto Peiris HaNeishrim or Mashka Shazavu, but the first two Malachim were, it's missing in Achana, or it's missing in its Mailot, it's issue of Muktzah. We circle back to Muktzah right at the end. Let's see. Zakta Mishnah first, Lama Tesam Beis Abanim. Mishay Peiris HaBeir HaCharis V'Arvu B'nei Seir. A person had his Peiris in a different city, and the people of that other city made an error. So we're talking about this city A, city B. This guy called Ruvain is in city A. His Peiris are in city B. City B is far out of the Tchum. It's out of 2,000 amos away from city A. And Ruvain did not make an error to get to his Peiris that are in city B. However, the people in city B made an error to get to city A. So they're able to bring, they made an error of Lahavi Etzlei Purim Praisav. They're able to bring his Peiris to him. Is he allowed to use them? Layavi Alay. The halacha is they cannot bring it from him because since we know a person's Chafetzim, his, we have Behema, the Kalim, Kiragli Habailim, a person's assets have the same Tchum as he has, so too his Peiris have his Tchum. His Peiris when Shabbat started, when Yantav started. We're out of his Tchum. It can't be brought back into his Tchum. And therefore, even though they made an error, it doesn't help him. They can't bring it, they can't bring it for him. Yes. L'chayre. Right, this exactly, 100%. These payers are already out of the tchum. Exactly. So they're restricted to the dalamis. Yeah. Right. Either not at all or dalamis, whatever those halachos are. Yes. Correct. Correct. The second Yanta started, they're already out of the tchum. This shayla came up, if you remember, now that you know, they brought it up, we had the shayla in Mzechus Erevin, that if a person leaves, let's say, a scarf in Toronto, and he lives in New York, and you know for sure he'd let you borrow the scarf. And you're within Tchum, you're within an area, you're within a city over here, right? Within Toronto. But if the person himself is out of Toronto, he's in New York, and now you want to use a scarf, the scarf for him is out of the Tchum. Once it's out of the Tchum, you can't move it. And there's a shaila whether you can even borrow or take it to shul within your Tchum. Because like, to your point, the person was in New York. He left it in Toronto. Your brother, your son, your father left a scarf. They for sure would let you use it. It's not a question of being able to use it. But al Tchum, that's a real issue.
I mean, if you get a certain
mileage over. Oh, very good. Yeah. So if you were Shailat, if you ask before Shailat, 100%. 100%. But the point is, the Shailat came up, we discussed it when in Mesach Zeirvin, briefly, the Shailat came up exactly to your point that if it's added to your Tchum when Yantav starts, then you can't move it, seemingly you can't move it at all. Once you have Tchum. The Dal Amas is, when I left my Tchum, I have an ability to go 4 Amas, Chazal gave me. But when it's added to the Tchum and Yantav started, presumably you can't move it at all, which is exactly that Shailat by the scarf and the Chrami. Says the Mishnah further, Vim Erev who. Peiris HaKamo, if he made an Erev, then his Peiris are like him. Meaning, if the fellow in City A made an Erev, then it's Kabbalah. He can go to City B. Now they happen to be coming from City B back to City A. Why does he have to schlep there? They'll bring it for him. That's totally fine. Once he made the Erev, he's able to move his Peiris the same way he's able to move there, and everything's great. Similar conversation. Sorry?
They have.
Correct, they also have to have here, 100%. 100%. Misha, it's a continuation of the first case, the Mishnah. First time Mishnah. Misha, top of Mem Abadav. Misha, Zimain, Etzle, Erechim, one invited guests. Again, we'll use the same metrics. You have people in City B, we're outside the Tchum of City A, but they made an Erev to come to City A and eat by the Balabayas. The Lach is Leyachilu, Biadamanas. They want to take back for later in the day, long walk, ahead. Going back home, a couple thousand amas, more than 2,000 obviously, they want to take it back for them, extra food from the meal. They want to take back extra food, sorry about that. They want to take back extra food from the meal. Says the Mishnah, Le'elichim be'ad amanis, they can't take it back. Elam ken zikil amanis yam me'er v'yam. Again, the assumption we're talking about a case where the Balabayas did not make an Erev to be able to take the stuff with him to the that or the other people can take stuff to the other city, to city B. So it's the Balbais' food. The Balbais' food, of course, has his Erev, his Tchumim, when Yantav starts, and therefore these guests cannot take the food back with them unless the Balbais actually went and made a zikui for them on behalf of them before Yantav. This discussion what exactly what the zikui means. The Lashon HaGemara, the way Rashi needs to learn is it's a full-fledged zikui. He's being mezakeh to them like a l'idiachar. The Mishnah doesn't say the word l'idiachar. The Gemara does say that word, and that's what Rashi needs to be learning. It's a full-fledged zikui discussion. They're trying to say, Mamash, need a zikui l'idiachar, or is it okay just as long as you designate, just like we had earlier, Taisa actually asked Akasha, why do you need a mamish top Taisis? Why do you need to make a zika like the Achar? We had before that if the fattener is fattening up the animals, or a person is going to borrow something, it's understood he's going to borrow it, even if he didn't take possession of it, it's okay, it's considered enough, and to the case we scored a minute ago, to use it to your point, if it's understood the guy's going to use the scarf, we said that that would be okay. So if you need to make mamash make a Kenyan, so you take issue with the fact you need to make a Kenyan, but either way, the point is that as long as the guest already had some sort of connection to this, either a full-fledged bailus, or that with a Kenyan, or it was understood they were going to take it back home, then it would have their tchum, and they'd be able to take it back home, wouldn't be an issue. Says, that's the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Itzbar. Hamafka Paris Itzhaver, one is Mafka's Paris by his friend. Rabamar Kiragni Shivki Ifki Deloy, Shmulamar Kiragni Mafkid. Simple Shaila. Ruvain gives something to Shimon to watch for safekeeping. We know, of course, when it comes to Shemers, there's Shail. And Shail would not be relevant here, Bechlal. Shail is a borrower. Because the Shail, for sure, the Tchum gets, we had earlier a couple of hours ago, that the Tchum is like the Ragli of the Shail. The Ragli, whatever the Tchum of the Shail is, that's going to be the Tchum for this object because the Shail has Bailus over it for now. But let's focus on either Shem Sachar, a paid watcher, or a Shem Chinam. Either or, the Gemara's not going to get into the Nekudas, into the nuances, doesn't matter. Such a Shemer, the Shaila is, does the Tchum revolve around the Shemers? The Shemer Pekadin's Tchum? Or because that's where the Chayf is actually residing right now, with the Shemer? Or does the Tchum remain with the Tchum of the Bailam? Rav says it's based on the Shemer. Shmuel says it's based on the Mafke, the actual owner. And the Gemara wants to suggest, interesting suggestion, I don't really, can't really say that the connection is that clear to me? Lame Rav Shmuel does the Mel. Rav Shmuel go according to the same reasonings. The way they paskin in a machlekes mavakama l'gabe hezek. Let's see. It's not. We learned in a mishnah mavakama. In mitzvahs brushos balachot zechayev Rabbi Yomer le'ilam ein chayev at shikabel balabayis lishmar. If the guy goes in brushos and he gets damaged, the shor gets damaged. Let's say in the chutzner of the balabayis is responsible. Rabbi says that's a chamashita. Rabbi says no, only if the balabayis accept their chayes. What's going on over here? The mishnah is discussing the sugi over there is if a person trespasses and goes in someone else's rishus without permission, and then his shor gets damaged, he can't claim, unlike today's crazy law system sometimes, he can't claim damages from the owner of the house or of the shor or whatever, and the cause of the damage. He had no right to be there in the first place. That seems to be agreed upon universal. But what if he went in with permission? What does permission mean? Does permission mean enter at your own risk? I'm allowing you to come in. You're not trespassing, but enter at your own risk. But I'm not obligated for any damage that happens to you. Oh no, permission means come in, and I'm mekabel achrayus. If anything happens to your animal, you're on my property, I'm mekabel achrayus. So Rav learned, before Rav, Chacham learned that once you have reshus, the Baal Chatzar is chayiv, and Rebbe learns that no, even if there's reshus to come in, that's not chayiv until the Baal Chatzar says, I'm accepting achrayus. And look at the psak, from Rav Huna Rav. Rav Huna Rav said the name of his Rebbe Rav, halacha divicham, halacha divicham, meaning that the Baal Chatzar is chayiv right away. Once that he has reshus to come into the domain of the Baal Chatzar, he has responsibility. Shmuel Amar, no, like Rebbe, that the Baal Chatzar doesn't have responsibility until he actually explicitly accepts responsibility. Just merely letting him into my reshus doesn't make responsibility. Says the Gemara, very interesting connection. Leim Rav Damakar Abana, Shmuel Damakar Abana, the Morosa suggests that Rav is like the Rabbanan, meaning Rav over there clearly passed like the Rabbanan, and that's why over here too. Once you give the chayfetz to the shamer, it's like it's by him. There's like more, there's an achrayas, it becomes like it's his, and therefore it gets his tchum, like he was saying above a comment, that he's chayef for damages that happens to the shur. Shmuel Amar, don't ask me questions on the connection because I already have my own. Shmuel Amar, ki Rebbe, Shmuel says like Rebbe, Shmuel says that what? That you're not chayev until he passed the grab, you're not chayev until he mamish explicitly said the chayev, and therefore, so too in our case, we would say that it remains the chayfis, the pekadon, remains by the bala pekadon, by the owner of the pekadon, and not the shamer, and not the shamer, not the bala, the bala chatzar we call it, not the shamer, it's lishitasam perhaps. Says the Gemara, no, amalach rab, we can make deflection in both directions. Amalach rab, rab will tell you, anadam rafi the rabbi, I over here who say that the pekadon has tchum like the shamer pekadon, can agree to Rebbe over there, even though if Rav says that we pass like the chamim, but Rav says I could have passed like Rebbe there. It's not a steer. Why? Over there, we say that the Baal Bayis didn't stamazay except watching. It's even worse or stronger. The Baal Pekadon, it's exactly what he did. Whether it's the Shem Mechinim or Shem Mesachar, he accepted to watch it. That's more of an achrayas, and therefore even Rebbe over there says Baal Chatzar is not chayav for damages would agree that chum goes based on the shamer, perhaps. And on the flip side, Shmuel Amar Shmuel could say you want to pigeonhole me. You want to say that I must go, I Shmuel go to Shitasi, that I pesca like Rebbe, and the Baal Chatzar is not Chayiv? No. I don't have a Rabbanan, I call it the Rabbanan as well. At the Kamir Rabbanan Hassam, El Denich Leilinish, the Nakim Ture, Bishus, the Baal, HaChatzar. Over there, the Rabbanan say the guy is Chayiv, because the second the guy gave me a Shus to go into his Chatzar, it makes sense. I'm happy for my sure now to be the responsibility of the Balach Chatzar, and therefore Dimazagle Lemechayev. In order that if the ox does damage to the property of the owner, right, he won't be achroi. Do I really want my pekudin to be in Yanim's rishus? He's watching over me, but I don't want it to be my rishus jurisdiction. When I'm coming with my animal into your rishus, I'm happy for it to be considered your jurisdiction because now you're achroi for whether my animal gets damaged or whether or not my animal damages. So it's more your issue. But in the case of my pekudin, I don't want it to be mamish in the rishus of the watcher. I want it simply to be. I want it to remain my rishus, especially for tchum purposes. And therefore, the two machlokes are not related. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Now, Tanan. There are different auras on this connection. I hear your question. There's other questions. Well, I don't have a good enough or better solutions. So we have machlokes, going back to machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, whether or not this machlokes remains the same without the comparison that we just brought, that we deflected, back to the base of machlokes. Ruvain gives Shimon a pekudin to watch. Does that pekudin, Yomtiv is chal now? Does the tchum of this pekudin now go based on Shimon or based on Ruvain? Based on Shimon, who's the Shemer, based on Ruvain, who's the Bailam. Rav says it goes based on the Shemer. Shmuel says it goes based on the Bailam. We're going to ask a couple of kashas on Rav, starting from our Mishnah. Tanan, v'mir v'hu perisiv k'mayo. If we said, if the Baal Bayis also made an Erev, then his Paris, his produce is like him, and it gets his tchum. Now let's think for a second. He's in city A. His parents are in city B. The presumption is it's residing there with the Shemer Pekudin. It's not just sitting there. There's someone watching it. And we're saying if you made an Erev, then the people from the other city could bring it back to him. Why? L'chayr is by a Shemer. If the Shemer didn't make an Erev, then it shouldn't work. If you have a Kragli, if you say go based on the Ragli, the Tchum, of those who you entrusted it with, Ki Erev, who might have a, what does it help that the owner made an Erev? What does it help that the Baal Pekudin made an Erev? It's got to be the Erev of the one who's watching it, Kashan Rav, Amrav Huna, Amrav Ravka, and Sheikhli Karen Zavis. It's kind of like saying, Hachavah Mayaskinan. What are we talking about over here? We're, yes, Avad the Paris were in storage somewhere, and someone had a shame of a shamer. But in the place where it's being watched, they were Meyachad, a specific strip of land, a corner, specifically a corner that belongs to the Balabayas back in City A, the owner of this Paris. So it comes out that it wasn't by, even though it's ironic, it's interesting, the Shemer Pekudin is still a Shemer, he's still watching it, but he's watching it on my domain. If he's watching it on my domain, then everyone agrees it gets my tchum. The whole shayla was, if it's, I give it to Shemer Pekudin and my chayfetz is by the Shemer Pekudin, does it get his tchum, my tchum? But if I have someone watching it on my property, of course, it's going to get my tchum. That's the answer. And the case is, where there's a Karen Zavis within the tchum of the Shemer, there's a corner that was assigned to the Baal Pekudin. Tashma, similar raya, similar answer. Misha Zeman, raya for the next part of Mishnah. He cannot send back with them portions to take back because his portions are restricted to his Erev unless he sent, he was mezaket for them on their behalf before Yom Tov started. Now, if you say it goes based on the ragle of the one who's a Shemer Pekudin, even if he was mezaket to them before Yom Tov, he's still watching the Pekudin in his domain. It still should be restricted, according to Rav, to his Tchum, because he's the Shemer Pekudin, and they still shouldn't be able to take it back. Says the Gemara, Ki Zikul Hem Ayde Acher Mahavi. Notice the interesting words of the Gemara here. Ki Zikul Lahem Ayde Acher. That's a Shprach that fits very well with Rashi. He still says, Kasha, why need that? Okay, but it fits well with Rashi. Ki Zikul Lahem Ayde Acher. When you Mezakin Ayde Acher, the Gemara is being more elaborate. We pointed out when we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah says such elaboration. The Gemara is saying, when you Mezakin before Yom Tov Ayde Acher, still, bottom line is, it shouldn't help. Maybe the Gemara is strengthening the question here. Even if you with a full-fledged 100% Kenyan, not that you need to, but even if you did, it shouldn't help because the Maisa, the Baal Bais, the original owner is watching it. He's the Shemer Pekudin, and according to Rav, it should be strict with his chum. Says the Mar Hacharami, Kivin, the Mar gives two answers that are very similar. Kivin Shazich Lamai De'achar, since he was Zeicha through a third party, Kamish Mechad like Karen Zavis Dami. Even if you didn't actually have a Karen Zavis, it's as if by being Mazaka through a third party, it's as if you're giving to them with all the pitchfkas that it belongs to them. Even if you didn't actually give a piece of land, it's like it's by them, even though it's still by the Baal Bayis, and therefore we say it's not restricted to the Shemer Pekudin's Tchum, even quite Rav. It's one teretz, Ibai's Emor. Second answer sounds almost identical. Zika shiny, Zika is different. The difference between the two teretz is in the first teretz, it's Kemai. It's Kemai Karen Zavis, and the second teretz is it's Mamish Karen Zavis. He was Mazaka, the Paris, with the Karen Zavis. And what's Karen Zavis? It's not a question because it was in the possession and in the domain of these guests. When Yom Tov started, and of course, therefore, it will have their tchum, and they'll be able to take it back home. Rav Chana, story time. Rav Chanan ben Chanilai tell the Bishop the story. The Gemara is making a story now, which the Gemara assumes is related to exactly our topic of whether or not it gets the tchum, an object gets the tchum of the Baal Pekadon or the Shamer. The Gemara will pivot and say it's a whole separate conversation at the end of the Gemara right before the Mishnah. But until we get there, the Gemara has a shak retire related to our discussion. Rav Chanan ben Chanilai tell the Bishop of Avodash. Rav Chanan ben Chanilai was in some sort of inn.
What do you take it back?
One second.